Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 15th edition. Got an 8-game slate on tap for you. Hope everybody had a great Thursday. The 9-game early slate was popping off in the chat, especially that FSD Slack chat. I took down 100 men in the same tournament. We had a member get 4th place in that tournament. Saw some guys in the member Discord send me a message. Turned about $50 into about $290. Good little day there. So come check us out. Fantasy Sports DGens free Slack chat, or come join the Quant Edge NFL Week 2 preseason kicking off in a big way tonight. You're not going to want to miss the information there. They're crushing the preseason like no one I've ever seen before. You can get preseason and the whole NFL package for $149.99. Use promo code Bubba and you get the rest of MLB free. So I highly recommend checking out the quantedge.com. If you don't want to sign up all at once, go to their new lovely website and sign up for a free 1-week trial and get to cashing at thequantedge.com. All right, everybody. Again, 8-game slate on tap tonight. Here's your totals on the 8-game slate, and it is an offensive bonanza. Cubs, Phillies, 9.5. Indians, Yankees, 11. Cardinals, Reds, 9.5. Mets, Braves, 9.5. Twins, Rangers, 11.5. Giants, D-backs, 8.5. White Sox, Angels, 9. And then Astros, A's, 9.5. So offense for days is going to be extremely hot in Texas. So that Twins-Rangers game, that ball be flying tonight. Be flying. So be prepared for all the goodies that come along with tonight's action, where most will be playing NFL preseason DFS, leaving the MLB for us that enjoy it the most. All right, let's check out pitching. There's so much offense tonight. There's no one over 10K. There's 4 in the 9K range. Your top price pitcher is Yu Darvish at $9,700 at the Philadelphia Phillies. He's been outstanding of late. He's averaging almost 18 points per game on the road. He's faced Philly once this year, 6 innings, 3 earned, 7 Ks for 17 points. He has 21 or more points in 3 straight games, 21 or more in 5 of his last 6. He's at 26 or more in 3 of his last 6. He's been very, very good. A Phillies team that's been kind of cold overall of late. Bryce Harper double-donged it up last night, which is good to see. But still, they are a good offense. You have to respect them. But Darvish, 28.5% K rate of his own, a 47% ground ball rate. He's really cutting the walks down of late. And he's facing a Phillies team that strikes out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Darvish, a -130 road favorite in this matchup. And when you really break it down, the Phillies have a 4.5 team total, 4th lowest on the slate. Lefties are hitting .341, but righties only .271 versus Darvish. So if you're paying up at pitching and you want to be contrarian, I highly recommend Yu Darvish. I think that's a big way to change your lineup up if you're going to pay all the way up. If not, I think the popular high price play, and I love this play tonight, is Sonny Gray at $9,100. He struggled against St. Louis earlier this year, but it kind of looks like rain-shortened games because he only had one start over that time, came out of the bullpen once. But he's averaging 17 points per game at home this season. His last start, 27.3 against the Cubbies. He had 25 at Atlanta. Struggled against Pittsburgh and 21 against Milwaukee, 24 against Chicago, 27 at Coors, 43. The dude's been outstanding this season. And now he's home against a Cardinals team that really has not been good at baseball. Striking out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Sonny Gray at -160 road, our home favorite. Gray is striking out 28% of the batters he's facing right now with a 53% ground ball rate. He has been great. St. Louis, 4.3 team total, just below Philadelphia. Lefties, 294. Righties, 270 versus Gray. And when you look at the Cardinals, a 310 wOBA and a 166 ISO average at best against right-handed pitching. So Sonny Gray at 91, great option tonight. I got him 1. I got Darvish 2 up top. Now, when you're looking in the 7 and the 8K range, you got Julio Teheran, $8,600 at home against the New York Mets. Teheran, a 2.5 home ERA this year, averaging almost 17 DK points per start. Recent outings, 28 at Miami, got beat up by Cincinnati, then 20, almost 22 at Washington, 22 at home against Kansas City, 18 at home against Washington, 18, 21. So he's had a really good run of basically 18 or more points in 5 of his last 6. On a night like tonight with all the offense we have, I will take that and run. He's at home against a Mets team that's very, very streaky. They had a rough night last night. And no Jeff McNeil helps in a big way for this pitching situation. They strike out almost 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Teheran, 21.5% K rate, 40% ground ball rate. The Mets do have a 4.6 team total, but lefties only 319, righties 312. So Teheran at 86, very much worth a gamble in that mid-price range tonight. A couple others here. Alex Young, a guy I just don't know how he keeps getting it done, but the fact is he keeps getting it done. And he's $8,100 at home against the Giants. The Giants team, he's dominated 5 innings, 3 hits, 105 Ks for 20.3 points. First time around, he's averaging 18 points per game at home this season. Recent home starts 23 against the Nats, an 8 spot against Milwaukee, and then 23 against Colorado. He's been very, very good this year. $8,100 against the Giants team that you know you can pick on. They strike out 22.5% of the time versus lefties. Young at 20.5% K rate, 46% ground ball rate. And you got a Giants team with a 3.9 team total, the lowest on the slate. Lefties 295, righties 277. The Giants a 298 WOBA and a 153 ISO. They struggle tremendously against left-handed pitching. So Young at 81 has to be on the radar for tonight's action. The last guy here is Aaron Sanchez, $7,700 at the Oakland A's. He's faced the A's twice this year, averaging about 14 points per start. His last two starts, his only two starts with the Astros, 22 and 27.7 points. He has been great. The changes have looked great. And now he gets to go pitch at friendly Oco Coliseum, which is great. Aaron Sanchez, the A's strike out 21.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Sanchez brings that 47% ground ball rate into play tonight. The A's have a 4.65 team total. Lefties 320, righties 359. A lot of that was those bad, bad days there in Toronto. So Aaron Sanchez at 77 in play for you tonight. So in this 7 and 8K range, I got Young 1, Sanchez 2, and Teheran 3. Now we drop down to the punts. The punts are disgusting. Very, very disgusting. The only guy I'm really looking at here is Drew Smyly at 66 at home against the Cubs. And this is only if you have to have it. He's made 2 home starts with the Phillies, 3.75 ERA, averaging about 20 points per start. He's averaging about 15 on the road. I'll take either at this price point. He got hit around at the Giants of all teams of late, but then prior to that, 12, 27, 24 as members of the Phillies. So give me that double-digit upside, 20-point upside for Smyly. It is the Cubs. That's terrifying, but they strike out 22% of the time versus lefties. Smyly, 22% K rate. He's got a lot of fly balls. And that is not good in Citizens Bank Park. Cubs have a team total of 5. Lefties 387, righties 372 versus Smyly. So super risky, but it is a punt. So $3,300 or $6,600, Smyly down below. Recapping your pitching, Sonny Gray up top, Yu Darvish number 2. In the 7 and 8K range, I got Alex Young, Aaron Sanchez, and Julio Teheran. Down below, Drew Smyly. It's a rough one. I might just put a Young Sanchez lineup together and just get all the bats. Because, like I said, 6 of the 8 totals are 9.5 or more. 7 of 8 are 9 or more. You have a total of, quick counting here with me, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 totals of 5, team totals of 5 or more. There's a 6th just below 5. So say 6 of the 16 teams in play have totals above 5. There's going to be a ton of offense tonight, especially in Texas. So let's check out those bats. You get Mitch Garver in Texas at $5,300, and Garver has just been crushing baseballs. Another home run yesterday. He's homered in back-to-back games. If you want to pay up there, you can. I just never find myself there, but he's in play if you want to. I'd rather save $800 and go to Gary Sanchez if you want to take that kind of risk. Sanchez went deep yesterday, 12 points the night before. I guess Garver's more consistent to just put up points, where Sanchez is more boom or bust. But those would be my two options if you're paying up. But personally, I don't think I'll be paying up tonight. I think I drop down to guys like Jason Castro for the Twins at 3,900 versus Piano in Texas. Castro 14 points as he went deep in his last outing. 14-0-3-14 in his last three starts. He hasn't played in about 4 days, though, so keep an eye on that one with Castro because that would be devastating. But lefties 299, righties 453 versus Piano. Small sample, but reverse splits are showing early against Piano. You go down a little more. You could look at like a Johnny Lucroy at 37 versus Smiley if you want to fade train that one. James McCann, we know he loves hitting lefties. He's 36 versus Heaney. McCann hit a grand slam yesterday. That's a good point. This is why I don't think you need to pay up a catcher. Like McCann's very viable. Tucker Barnhart went deep yesterday after Strasburg. He's 35 versus Waka. That's a great play. So those are two I could definitely get behind. You could look at Brian McCann at 34 versus Stroman if you need to go there. And then last but not least, if I can find him here, like Ronnie Chirinos at 32 versus Fires has a little bit of upside to it. But the man I'm looking for, did they price? Yep. Beef Wellington's only 2,600 versus Heaney. I like that a ton if you're going to punt. He put up 16 yesterday, 3, 5, 10, 17 in his last five. So 10 or more in three of his last five. He loves hitting lefties. $2,600 for a guy like Beef Wellington's a very, very quality stack piece today. First base, you know, you can do Freddie Freeman versus Stroman. No problem with that at all at $5,300, mainly because Freeman's just a beast. Lefty's hitting 305, righty's 273 off Stroman. I think there's better options in Atlanta tonight, but not going to tell you not to play Freddie Freeman pretty much any time, especially against a righty that pitches to a lot of contact. You got Carlos Santana in the Bronx facing Green, the opener, and then I'm guessing Nestor Cortez after Santana switch hits at 5K, so he's worth the look. Danny Santana, I mentioned yesterday, he was too cheap at 44. He had a big day. 27 DK points, went deep, three ribeyes, back-to-back double-digit games. He's $4,900 against Smeltzer. Santana switch hits. Lefty's 283, righty's 345 off Smeltzer. Santana's a very good look there at $4,900. A few others. Yuli Gurriel double-donged it up yesterday. It is in Oakland tonight, so a little bit of a help to the pitchers, but he's not bad at 44. A few others. Christian Walker, Derek Rodriguez pitching for the Giants is a bad spot. The D-backs could be a sneaky good play. Their team total is down at 4.6. Lefty's 364, righty's 353. D-Rod's been really, really bad this year. I think the D-backs get way overlooked. I get it. There's a lot of really good spots on this slate, but the D-backs could be a sneaky one. They are coming out of Coors. Maybe they have the Coors hangover that people talk about, but yeah, Derek Rodriguez is a good way to help with that Coors hangover. Christian Walker at 42, tons of power off righties of late, and he's really, really hitting the ball well. Put up a goose egg yesterday, but 19-9-6. 3-6, but then a 10-3-12. Overall production has been great, just not leaving the yard. Maybe that changes tonight. Mentioned the reverse splits of Piano. CJ Cron's only 4,100. That's a really good value tonight in that ballpark. They'll be playing like Coors Field. Joey Votto's been swinging a very hot stick. He's only 4K versus Waka. Waka's been very, very bad this season. Cincinnati has a 5.25 team total, fourth highest on the slate. Lefty's 347, righty's 383. So give Votto a look at 4K and cash games and even GPPs if you want to save some cash. Matt Olson, GPP viable, but if you're not using like Votto or Cron for value, Jose Abreu is a great value. I don't understand the pricing. I mean, he's been super cheap all week. He's $3,900 today. We know on the season he destroys left-handed pitching, just crushes it. Over his last 10 games, he's averaging 11 DK points. 16-3-12, 3-10, 2-19, 5-28-12. Over his last 10. It's about six games of 10 or more. Destroying baseballs. Gets Andrew Heaney tonight at 3,900. The White Sox, lefties 303, righties 317 off Heaney. I think Abreu at 39 has got tremendous upside if you're looking to save some cash at the first base position. A few others, maybe an Albert Pujols if you want to get real weird. Matt Theis if you want to get real weird. I don't think I go below Abreu if you don't need to tonight at 3,900. Second base, you got guys like Gleyber Torres at 52. He's crushing it. LeMahieu. Ketel Marte at 51 is a sneaky good play against D-Rod. But like Ozzie Albies at 49. I love Albies. I'm not going to tell you not to play Albies. But I think Ketel Marte at 51 or Eduardo Escobar at 48 are sneaky nice. Or you go straight to the man, the myth. If you're playing cash, you play this man. He still has GPP upside. He's averaging 14.5 over his last 10. He visited Ding Dong City yesterday. 26-0, 19-9, 30-15, 18 over his last seven games. He's $4,700, and he's the mini-man, Jose Altuve, at $4,700. Really, really good look at that price point. I know the Astros are getting priced down a bit because it's in Oco Coliseum. I get it. They can still put a butt whooping on a guy like Mike Fiers. They have a team total of 4.9. Lefties 300, righties 334 versus Fiers this year. There are better quote unquote spots, but the Astros can still do some damage. And it's going to be hotter than normal out here in the in California today. Like where I'm at, it's going to be 103. Up in Oakland, it'll probably be mid 80s or so, mid to low eight or mid to high 80s, which is really hot for that neck of the woods. So keep that in mind. Scrolling down a little more, you can look at a switch hit Ian Happ at 43, swinging a really good bat that's coming off coming up for the minors. Rougned Odor at 41 hits lefties just fine. In that ballpark, that's a great price tag. That's basically getting the Coors Field second baseman at 4,100. Josh Van Meter at 4K, second base outfield in the middle of that Reds order. He's been struggling a bit of late, but still a good bat there for $4,000. There's some good like mid to low 4K guys tonight. If you want to stick in that mid-K pitching range and not punt, you can definitely make that happen. When you drop below 4K, though, it gets a little bleak. Maybe a Colton Wong at 35 if you want to challenge Sonny Gray, which is a ballsy move on your part. If Mike Freeman cracks the Indians lineup, he's 33. Cesar Hernandez of the Phillies is 33. Scooter Jeanette's 33. Jerickson Profar's 33. Not a ton I like down below here. Jose Peraza's 31. Yeah, not a ton down here in the low threes at second base. Third base, got Gio Urshela at 52. That's a great play. But Chris Bryant went deep again yesterday. He's 5K versus Smiley. Good GPP play. Bregman at 49 is not bad. Escobar at 48, just talked about him. Those were all good looks. But in a GPP, save some cash. Pay $4,800 for Miguel Sano. We mentioned Payano's reverse splits. But Sano went deep in his last start. Definitely GPP viable with a guy like Sano who's just crushing baseballs. A lot of busts, though. But when he hits it hard. And get to those big, big games. When a GPP, Sano at 48 is a very good look. Jose Ramirez at 47, solid play against the Yanks. Don't mind that at all. JD Davis is okay in a GPP. Yuli Gurriel, talked about him already. A few others, maybe a Longo. If you're not using Young, Longo at 4K is not bad. He does love facing left-handed pitching. Marwin Gonzalez is only 3,900 in that game in Texas. Is a great value at third base or the outfield. Definitely look that direction. Jake Lamb. $3,800 GPP only, 4-9 and 18 in the three games in Colorado. It's just the lefty versus D-Rod at 38's got some upside if you need to go that direction. Logan Forsythe, if he gets to start for Texas, first base, third base at 37, and his career hit lefties well. Kind of a kind of dwindling towards the end of his career, but $3,700 in a super friendly environment against Smeltzer does give you some nice value there with Logan Forsythe. Shortstop, again, Glaber's in play, but Javier Baez at 51 is very sneaky nice versus Drew Smiley. You got Lindor at 5K is a great play. Very, very good play against the Yanks. You got Bregman. Polanco in that matchup, only 46, has tremendous upside. You got Didi at 44. Price tag slowly going up. He's averaging now 7 over his last 10, 7, 20 in his last 3. He's going to go on a tear sooner than later, but 44 is not bad. You could save some cash, go 43 to Correa. Again, Astros getting that discount. Versus Fiers. Yeah, Nick Ahmed at 42. If you're stacking Arizona, don't sleep on him. Jose Iglesias, 44K against Waka, has got some appeal. Tim Anderson at 4K versus Heaney. Anderson's averaging about 10 points over his last 10, put up 22 yesterday against Houston. Hits lefties very well. So if you're stacking maybe an Anderson or Brady look or something, Anderson at 4K has got some value for you. Ahmed Rosario at 3,800. If towards the top of the order, it's better, but if not, still good. Averaging over 8 points his last 10. Put up 16 yesterday, nice four-hit game. 3,800 versus Tehran. You want lefties versus Tehran, but if you're just looking for savings, Ahmed Rosario gives you that at $3,800 against Tehran. But other than that, check your lineups and see what comes out that fits your builds, because there's a few guys down here, but it's not pretty. That's the one thing I'll say so far on the slate. Not a ton below like $3,700 to really go YOLO. There'll be some in lineups. Like Juan Lagares played yesterday for the Mets, he was like $2,800. Like, there'll be guys that pop up, but you got to make sure they fit your bill. Don't just force them in there because they're cheap. And then heading to the outfield, you got Trout at 57, Acuna at 56, both great plays. Jordan Alvarez at 54, but for me, you start with Max Kepler at 52. You're getting a Coors Field play, fifth guy down the list here. Ketel Marte at 51 is nice. Bryan at 5K, Eddie Rosario at 5K. So Kepler and Rosario, very nice price points in their matchups tonight. Talkman at 49 is not bad. You got Aristis Aquino at 49. It's a great play versus Waka. Aquino hit his ninth dong last night. The dude's just crazy. I mentioned Danny Santana's 49 against Smeltzer. That's a good price point for you there. Springer at 48 is not bad. Hunter Pence has gotten really, really quiet. Still averaging 7.5 over his last 10. Did put up 12 yesterday, 0-20. So he's kind of gotten it going the last few. Not playing every day, so make sure he's in the lineup. And if he is, $4,800 for Pence tonight is a good price point. Going down farther, you got Nick Castellanos is swinging an insanely hot bat since coming over to the Cubs, averaging 13 over his last 10. He's 47 versus Smiley. That's got some upside. Willie Calhoun at 47 versus Smeltzer is in play for you. Shohei Ohtani's been heating up a little bit. He's 46. Don't hate that at all. Since you chew at 45 in that matchup is good. Mentioned Ian Happ at 43. Sliding on down. You could use a Kevin Pillar if you're not using Young. PR's 4,300, averaging 10 over his last 10, 6, 10, 17, 19, 16, 10, 7, 15. Really streaking right now. $4,300 versus Young. He hits lefties well. He'll be basically 0% owned. So that's someone to keep an eye on there if you want to get a little weird. Nomar Mazara at 43 is worth the gamble in that matchup. Jesse Winker has been leading off a lot. $4,100 is a good value play versus Waka, especially if you're stacking Cincy. Cole Calhoun at 41 is not a bad play against Mr. Ronaldo Lopez. But Josh Van Meter at 4K is nice. David Peralta at 4K is way too cheap. Way too cheap. I know he's been a little banged up lately. He only pinch hit yesterday. But the game he started at Colorado got 16 points. He's banged up, so he hasn't been playing a ton. But if he's in the lineup, 4K against D-Rod is stupid cheap. Like, that's a very, very solid cash game with GPP upside. Look, dropping below 4K, guys like Justin Upton, Marwin Gonzalez, are options for you in their matchup. Dexter Fowler at 37's value. Austin Slater of the Giants, 37 versus a lefty Young, is in play. Inciarte, if you're looking to go real cheap at 36, you can go there. And then the only other one I'm going to look for, I looked for him yesterday for you because I want to see his... Well, Eloy Jimenez is only 34. He went deep yesterday. 3,400 against Heaney is a great price point. Like, you can go Heaney, Abreu, Tim Anderson, really, really cheap if you want to get weird, because not many are going to play that stack. Like I mentioned with Chicago, they have basically a 14 total, the second lowest on the slate, and lefties 303, righties 317 versus the Chicago White Sox, and you get some value at that position tonight. I don't mind that at all, but let me find the man, our outfielder from Cuba. How cheap are they going to have him today? That'll be the fun question. I'm going to make this real easy now. I'm just going to click on the Cincinnati Reds, and that'll give it. There he is. He's 3,600. I went right past him. 3,600 for Randy Arozarena back in Cincy versus the Cardinals. He went 2-for-4 in his debut with a ribby and a K for 8 points. Dude's got crazy power, so if you need a value, look there as well. All right, recapping your pitching real quick. Up top, you got Gray, you got Darvish. In the middle, you got Young, Sanchez, Teheran. Down below, you got Drew Smiley. Your stacks, like I said, you got 6 of the 8 totals at 9.5. You got 7 of the 8 at 9. You got all these team totals above 5. So many ways to go. Minnesota is a great place. So is Texas. That ballpark is going to be super live. Lots and lots to like there. Cincy sneaky versus Waka. You got the Cubs versus Drew Smiley. If you need to go there, that's interesting. Houston, I think, is going to get very overlooked on this slate. And yes, it's in Oco, so I get that, but still a very good matchup versus Mike Fiers. And then Arizona versus Derek Rodriguez, going to get overlooked a ton as well. You got Chicago White Sox. So I'd say White Sox, Arizona, and the Astros are three stacks. They get way overlooked that I'll be very intrigued on. And then Minnesota, Texas, I'll be super high on and kind of go from there. The Quant Edge always drops the ownership rankings around 3-3-30. Highly recommend. That's one of the big perks of that member Discord, is checking out those ownership numbers, give you some pivots and whatnot. All right, BVP, and I'll send you on your way. DD has taken Pluck Code deep if you need that one. Kipnis and Carlos Santana have taken Chad Green deep. Corey Dickerson, 4-for-10 with a double and a homer off Darvish. Not sure he'll be playing today, though. Eugenio Suarez, 9-for-23, a double and a homer off Waka. Votto, 14-for-41, 5 doubles, a triple and a homer. As a team, they're at 294, 330 Woba, 119 ISO versus Michael Waka. JD Davis, Pete Alonso, Ramos, Conforto, Alther, and Frazier have all taken Teheran deep, but as a team, only had a $1.93, so it's kind of boomer bust against Julio. He's done pretty well against this Mets team. if that helps you at all. Robbie Grossman, 4 for 11, two doubles off Aaron Sanchez. Not a ton of BVP. Michael Brantley, 10 for 28, two doubles off Fires. Gurriel, Correa, Diaz, Bregman, Reddick have all taken Fires deep, but still not a ton of BVP tonight. So we'll see how it goes, but it looks like a fun eight-game slate. I know it's weird when the pitching sucks, but some of these mid-price guys have upside. They do have serious upside. They're all risky, but there's some serious upside in the middle. And I like when there's the main like attractions to stack, but we have good pivots as well. And that's one thing that you can play in your GPPs, but it's also a very interesting cash game slate. So lots to like here. I'm on Twitter at BDintric. If you need any help, give a rating and review on iTunes of the podcast. It would help a ton. It would really, really mean a lot to me. It takes a couple minutes out of your day. Come join us in the Fantasy Degen Slack chat. We got Bench with Bubba episode 200. Bubba and the Batflip 4, a lot of fantasy baseball news. Episode 201 with Chris Meany, your wide receiver fantasy football preview. I'll be on FNTSY Radio at 3 o'clock today with Scott Bogman talking some fantasy football. I am doing Bench with Bubba episode 202 with Jeff Erickson of RotoWire later today. If you have any questions, hit me up there. Lots going on over at FantasySportsDegens.com, plus even more going on at TheQuantEdge.com. Highly recommend checking it out. If you don't want to do the NFL for $149.99 and getting baseball free with promo code Bubba, go get a one-week trial. Go check it out. The preseason stuff is worth every penny. But until next time, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 15th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.